I'm Carl Azus, welcoming you to CNN Student News. Hosting an international event can come with an intense spotlight. Yesterday, we talked about some of the challenges that Russia is facing as it gets ready for next year's Winter Olympics. There's also been a focus on a controversial Russian law that deals with homosexuality. The law doesn't make it illegal to be gay, but it prohibits distributing information to minors that promote same-sex relationships. The law had some people concerned about the upcoming Olympics. What kind of behavior would or wouldn't be acceptable from athletes or fans? On Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin said everyone would be welcome at the Games. Quote, "We are doing everything so that participants and guests feel comfortable in Sochi, regardless of nationality, race, or sexual orientation." What kind of impact could President Putin's statement have?
President Putin's comments are clearly an attempt to cool some of the international anger over Russia's anti-gay propaganda law, which makes it illegal to tell children here that gay and straight relationships are equal. It's been branded discriminatory. His words are unlikely to satisfy gay and human rights activists around the world who aren't just worried about what this law means during the Olympics. They're angry about its very existence and what it will mean for gay people in this country before, during, and after the Games.
Next up today, advice and consent. It's a phrase right out of the U.S. Constitution, and it's one of the responsibilities of the U.S. Senate. Works like this. The president nominates people to fill certain positions in the U.S. government. Then the Senate advises and consents, or it doesn't. Senators consider the nominees, ask them questions, then they either confirm or deny the nominees for the jobs. This is Senator Lindsey Graham. He's threatening to block every nomination from President Obama until he gets answers about an attack on a U.S. facility last year.
To this date, we don't have the FBI interviews of the survivors conducted 1 or 2 days after the attack. We don't have the basic information about what was said of the night of the attack that's been shared with Congress as of this date.
The terrorist attack Senator Graham is talking about is the one on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. 4 Americans were killed, and Senator Graham says they died in a different way than the Obama administration says they did. He's been pushing to get details on what happened and on the administration's response. He wants the Senate to be able to question the survivors of the Benghazi attack. So what about Senator Graham's plan to block the nominations? He can do that. The rules of the Senate allow members to hold up nominations through different methods. It's something Democrats and Republicans have done. The goal is to force action or compromise.